Barack Obama's education plan focused on raising expectations and resources for schools, bringing innovation to the classroom, and holding teachers, parents, and the government accountable for their performance. One feature of the innovation plan includes doubling the funding for charter schools, in part to give parents more choices on where they'll send their children.
Keep in mind that John McCain will say he's arguing for choice by allowing money and students to drain out of the public schools. I believe in public schools, but I also believe in fostering competition within the public schools.
Obama acknowledged that Ohio has had some problems with for-profit charter schools in the past. Over half of the state's charter schools received academic warning or academic emergency ratings in 2008. Obama says he'll be working closely with Governor Strickland to hold charter schools accountable. He also emphasized the important role education plays creating a successful American workforce.
If we want to outcompete the world tomorrow, we must out-educate the world today.
Beaver Creek resident Lisa Grisay is a mother of two, and she says she was impressed with Obama's education plan, and she says that he's inspired her in her own education as well.
I've always followed politics, but I've never been so moved and inspired to go out and do something about it. Listening to Senator Obama for the last year has inspired me to go back to college for the first time in 20 years, so I am currently a student.
Democratic candidate for Ohio's 7th Congressional District Sharon Newhart attended Obama's speech. She says that Obama's plan for education reform is right on and important to the future of Ohio.
Working Ohioans see the facts that their schools aren't getting the funding that they need, that their kids aren't getting their education, and more importantly, that they're not having the funds to go on to college. And that is terrible because part of the American dream is slipping away.
Patricia Lepla is a speech pathologist from Germantown, Ohio, who agreed with much of Obama's speech. She says there are many challenges facing the Ohio education system, a major one being the inequity in funding for rural towns from towns with a lot of industry.
And we also live in a community where a lot of people have been affected by the closures of some of the auto plants. And so it's really hard for people. They want education for their kids, but it's everything that they can do to make ends meet.
Senator Obama addressed concerns about Ohio's economy after his speech. He held a private meeting with workers from ABX Air facing layoffs. 8,000 jobs may be lost in Southwest Ohio when DHL closes its hub in Wilmington early next year. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.